As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Morning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, we're back with Morning Mindset. Let's talk about growth and discomfort. I just told you recently that I took a vacation. It was a working vacation, but it was a It was a business trip. From tax purposes, it was a business trip. But the fact of the matter is, I spent a lot of time on the road traveling. And unfortunately, I was not able to access a training gym. It was just not in the cards. For the first couple of days, Jared and I drove. We were in the car for anywhere from 10 to 12, sometimes 13 hours a day. And if you've ever taken a long road trip and you're in the car for, 12 hours, the last thing you want to do when you find a hotel or you get to a hotel that night is go and lift. Because you're probably worn out. And quite frankly, I was at the end of each day. So I took a little bit of time off from the strength training gym. But now I'm back. I've been back for a little while now. And I was in the gym, my garage gym, yesterday, and I was going through the pain and discomfort of linear progression. And linear progression, for those of you that don't know, means that every workout, every training session, you add weight to the bar. You either add weight to the bar, or you add repetitions to the bar, or you add both. And yesterday, my coach did both. He added repetitions, he increased the number of repetitions, and he increased the volume. He increased the weight. So there I am thinking, yes, I need to do this. I know I need to do this. It's not comfortable. When you're under the bar, it's not fun. It's not enjoyable. Enjoyable is watching your favorite TV show or your favorite movie. Enjoyable is picking up your guitar and picking and making some noise. Enjoyable is not putting a bar on your back, squatting down, and pushing back against gravity. It's very uncomfortable, but it's important nonetheless because growth does not happen without discomfort. Now, I was, as I speak these words into this microphone, I'm talking about my Monday training. And my Monday training is very important because I take off on my scheduled days, I take off Tuesday and Wednesday, give my body time to recover, time to grow. And so if I want to have growth, if I want to come back on Thursday and have legitimate growth, I'm going to have to put the work in on Monday. And I was thinking about my youth and childhood. And most of you probably, if you sit back and you think about your childhood, you might be thinking, it's tough to be a kid. It's tough to be a kid. And there's so many things happening to you as a child. So many changes, so many challenges. And there is a lot of discomfort that goes into growing up, being a kid, and then moving on to adulthood. And the reason that childhood is so uncomfortable or can be so uncomfortable is because you're constantly going through a growth period. You're constantly learning. You're making mistakes, hopefully learning from those mistakes and moving on. If it was easy, then you wouldn't be learning anything. If it was comfortable, you wouldn't be growing. Now, we want our kids to grow, don't we? Do we want them to grow? We want them to become strong, independent individuals, whether they're boys or girls. We want them to grow up strong and independent. But if we remove 100% of the discomfort, if our goal as parents is to remove all of the discomfort or any possible discomfort from the life of our child in order to shelter them and shield them, how are they going to grow? Not just physically, but emotionally, mentally, psychologically. How are they going to grow psychologically and emotionally if we remove all of the discomfort from their lives? Well, they can't. It's nature's law. In order to grow, there must be discomfort. That is nature's law. That is not my law. Muscles do not grow from being comfortable. Your intellect will not expand and grow if you stick with what you are comfortable with. You know, when you go to an institution of higher learning, whatever that happens to be, most of the time when you show up, you have predisposed notions and you think, okay, I know what this is all about. Then you listen to the lesson and you learn, your teacher instructs you, and you're like, wow, I did not know as much as I thought I knew. I knew some, but I didn't know all I thought I knew. Sometimes that leads to psychological discomfort, but that's okay because that's part of the growth process. Ladies and gentlemen, stop seeking out comfort. Yes, it's nice to watch your favorite movie. It's nice to listen to music. It's nice to eat comfort food, ice cream, or whatever your comfort food is. That's a nice thing. But that should not be your end game every single day. The goal of every waking moment of your life should not be, how can I be comfortable? You know, from a practical standpoint, it's not comfortable to mow the lawn. Sometimes it's a pain in your rump, but it needs to be done, doesn't it? It's not comfortable to shovel the sidewalk in the driveway, but it needs to be done. It's not comfortable to get underneath that bar and push against gravity. But if you want to be strong and have a healthy body, it needs to be done. You cannot have growth without discomfort. Sorry, it's nature's law. It's not my law. It's nature's law. So quit worrying about being comfortable. Embrace the discomfort and grow. Grow both physically and intellectually and mentally. And if you're a parent, instead of trying to make your child's life as comfortable as humanly possible, instead, you might want to let them make mistakes. Let them grow. I'm not saying let them run out into traffic and get run over, but the fact of the matter is we see too many people, at least in my personal opinion, and my opinion is valid, we see too many people that are trying to remove all the obstacles and all the possible discomfort from their children's lives, and what they're doing is they're robbing them, they're stealing the chance or the opportunity for that child to grow. You cannot have growth without discomfort, so quit trying to avoid discomfort. Embrace it and grow. There you go. That is your lesson for today, freaks and freakettes. I am your host, Paul Markle, and I will talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. www.thedailydoseofpractical.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.